Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu and this is the weekend special. We take a look at National First Division and EPSA Premiership fixtures for the upcoming weekend. And I'm so excited to tell you that we have two new features for this week. You'll hear them out and also let us know via voice note if you like the new features or if you would like to add something new to the show. And on voice notes, whilst talking about that, we have our favorite question that we pose to you, which is my favorite part of the show, where we ask you a question pertaining to matters related to the PSL and the National First Division and South African football as a whole, about your thoughts and your opinions. And this time around, we're asking you about Victor Gomes and his officiating at large in the Premier Soccer League. Whether it's impressing you, whether it's not impressing you, we'll read your Facebook messages and throughout the show as usual. And as always, we play the voice notes throughout. So let's get to the first part of the show where I take a look at five things. It's called the shootout. I take a look at five things that happened throughout the news week.
For me, guys, I think Victor Gomes is a great referee because he doesn't take sides. For me, he's just doing a great job.
This is Tebo from East London. I feel Victor Gomes is one of the best referees we have in South Africa. It's just that his decision-making lately has been kind of questionable because he takes the decisions emotionally and he hogs the spotlight too much at times. But he's brave. I salute him for his bravery.
And I'm very excited to bring you a new feature. It's called The Shootout, the five football stories from the week gone by. At number five, Baroka FC will be without head coach Kologo Tomejana for their match this weekend as he continues to be suspended. The coach was due to face the club disciplinary committee on Thursday. However, the verdict, which was said to be delivered on the same Thursday, has been postponed for next Tuesday, as confirmed by sources close to the club. At number four, Mamelodi Sundowns will head to Rwanda next month in search for a spot in the CAF Champions League group stages for the third consecutive year. They'll face Orion Sport, who defeated LLP Academic FC of Burundi in the last round to secure their encounter with Masandawana. Additionally, Bidvest Wits will face Angola's Primeiro de Agosto. Eric Tinkler's men also travel to the same country, Angola, but for the Confed Cup against Pedro de Luanda in the CAF Confederations Cup, with Cape Town City also in the same competition, heading to Mozambique to face Costa do Sol in the same competition. At number three, this past Saturday, Sepiwe Dludlu's Bantwana qualified for the 2018 FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup after securing a 6-1 aggregate victory over Morocco. This made the Under-17 girls the only national team to qualify for a FIFA World Cup after Bafana Bafana and Basetsana failed to qualify for their respective World Cups. At number two, Orlando Pirates' Milutin Radojevic has been announced as the coach of the month. The Serbian has won the accolade for the month of January. Making history was Sipesi Tendlovu, who became the first Maritzburg United player to win the player of the month. Tiani Mabunda became the second Mamelodi Sundowns player to win the EPSA Premiership goal of the month this season for his strike against Bloemfontein Celtic, a well-deserved goal. And remember that is decided by you, the viewer, the lover of the PSL game. And at number one, the South African Football Association finally announced Desiree Ellis as the Banyana Banyana head coach. Ellis has been Banyana's caretaker coach since August 2016, following coach Vera Powell's departure. Can you imagine being a caretaker coach for 15, 16, 17 months? And those were the stories. That was the shootout, five football stories from the week gone by.
Siaka here from East London. Firstly, I don't agree with Victor Gomes officiating. I think that he takes things so hard and he makes harsh decisions because he can, which is not right for our football. You know, it's not right. It's not watchable when you see that the referee is bossing things around. It's not supposed to be the case. And I think that PSL should take a stand, you know. I think that the people behind the referees and stuff, the officiators, the people, the management should take a stand and say the referees, each and every match, they are supposed to report to a body or something. They're supposed to report back on each and every match that they've officiated, you know, to improve the standard of refereeing in South Africa, because really it's poor It's really, really, really poor, especially Mr. Victor Gomes. You know, he's not scared to take those decisions that, you know, other referees will say benefit of the doubt or something. He doesn't do that. He just lashes out. You know, he really takes things to heart. It's difficult to even explain how he takes things to heart and do as he pleases on the pitch. It's not right.
And another new feature for this week is What's in the Paper. So What's in the Paper, this week's edition of Sokola Duma newspaper, features the following. Celine Abrams chats to former Chiefs striker Kamaldeen Abraw about his move to Usutu and what he thinks went wrong during his time at Kaizer Chiefs. On loan, urban warrior Siyanda Zwane tells the same Celine Abrams how his football life has evolved from when he started to play to where he is now. He also opens up about his time at his parent club, Mamelodi Sundowns. What does the future hold for Siphiwe Tshabalala? That question is more relevant now than ever before as the veteran player faces stiff competition at Amakhosi. Find out what Chiefs legends had to say. Mike Mangeta and Paulo Ndlanya give their thoughts to Sokola Duma's journalist about this feature. What does the future hold for Siphiwe Tshabalala? And also in the paper is an analysis of Mitchell's Buccaneers and how they are managing to turn the corner from last season's disaster. Remember that they didn't even qualify for the top 8. World Cup destined coach Siphiwe Dludlu also pours it all out about the team's successful qualifying campaign in the revolving column. Victor Gomes is the focus of the paper's editor, Vuyani Joni's editor's column. Get yours today for only 3 rand 70 cents. That is a Sokola Duma newspaper. So the question that we ask you, as usual, as our questions every week that we pose on Facebook, and we ask you to send your voice notes and your Facebook comments, is what is your opinion on Victor Gomes' recent officiating and the standard of the refereeing in the PSL? The voice notes should be sent to the number 066-171-0346. And we thank you very much for those responses on Facebook. Overwhelming, over 100. And as usual, we thank you very much. And Mweketi on Facebook, Mweketi Hanyana, says one word: Victor Gomes is rubbish. His decision on Onyango to stay on the field against Cape Town City still amazes me. And again, the penalty awarded to Bidvest on the weekend against Arrows was just total and pure madness from Victor Gomes. And to think that he's the best we have in the country shows you that how South Africa is backwards in officiating. Sibusiso Mabura Ndebele says, personally, he is a good referee, and yes, there is room for improvement because he's human. He makes mistakes, but other than that, his officiating is good. And Tepo Gambu says this season's officiating has been poor, mostly from the linesmen, but also the referees are not good either. Even last night, Free State Stars against Mamelodi Sundowns, they should have received a penalty. That is according to Tepo Gambu. Ruzani says, Ruzani Rasilebe says, he's a great referee, Victor Gomes. I think he's the best in the PSL, followed by Daniel Bennett. They don't get taken away by the pressure of the fans and noise from the coaches. Mawande Kwaba says, good referee, but he needs to control his emotions. He gets too emotional sometimes and he acts haphazardly. Tebucho says he's a very good referee. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't take any sides in every game, and the players don't take advantage of him. He's a very good referee, Victor Gomes. That is according to Tebucho Puluadisema. And thank you very much for those Facebook messages, of course. And as always, we take a look now at your National First Division fixtures that will be taking place this weekend. Cape Town All-Stars will be hosting Super Eagles in Cape Town, being the home side there at Athlone Stadium. That match will be played on Friday. And then on Saturday, quite a few fixtures. Witbank Spurs hosting Richards Bay FC. Mbombela travelling to Tsakuma Tsamatsebandera. Blake Leopards will also be travelling to Mthatha Bucks. Royal Kings will host Royal Eagles. Those matches at 3:30 on Saturday. And on Sunday, Cosmos will be hosting Stellenbosch FC in a top of the table kind of clash, and Highlands Park will be hosting Utongati FC. That's Highlands Park is opening up quite a gap there, because they are now number one on 44 points, and after 21 games. The next team is Royal Kings. After 21 games, they have 35 points. Sakuma Tsamatsebandera has 33 points after 21 games. The top 5 is finished by Blake Leopards, and Jomo Cosmos, who are on 31 points and 30 points respectively. Number 15 and number 16 is Umtata Bucks on 19 points, and Ubuntu Cape Town FC on 18 points, with 2 points away from the relegation zone, slowly but surely climbing. Let's now hear from your voice notes.
Concerning Victor Gomez, week in, week out, poor decisions all the time. That's why they call him Penaldino. It's not a fluke. I'm currently in the mind that if it was him yesterday when the Free State Stars were playing Sundowns, that penalty right at the death, he was just gonna point at the spot. So the level of consistency really in our referees, especially this season, the second round of the season, has been poor.
I think personally Victor Gomes' officiating has been rather controversial and preposterous, because when you look at his analysis towards his decision making, he doesn't consider the assistant refs and the linesmen. So like, he is brutal and doesn't analyze caution very well.
And as I mentioned earlier in my peeping through the paper, what's in the paper in the show, Sokala Duma's editor Vuyani Choni also does take a look at Victor Gomes, and then he also has strong opinions about his officiating, which is partly the reason why we threw the question out there, because we know that one of his last few games, Victor Gomes has been under the spotlight, and officiating in general in the season has been under the spotlight. So there's been many examples. That's why we ask you the question, and we thank you very much for those voice notes. We take a look now at the fixtures of the Absa Premiership this weekend. Also, firstly, taking a look at the log as it stands. Mamelodi Sundowns leading by 5 points, leading Kaizer Chiefs after 21 games with 39 points. Kaizer Chiefs at 34 points, Orlando Pirates at 33, tied with Free State Stars also at 33 points. And finishing off the top 5 is Maritzburg United at 31 points. And number 15 and number 16 is Ajax Cape Town after 21 games, 31 points, so gaining a point per game. And Platinum Stars after 21 games, 17 points. It's looking quite bleak, but they keep on getting those points. It was a 0-0 scoreline midweek against Platinum Stars against SuperSport United, and Mamelodi Sundowns was a 1-0 scoreline against Free State Stars. So slowly but surely climbing up, but the draws will not be enough if they are to secure their status. They are a newly sold team to new ownership, and they will obviously want to retain their status in the PSL. Of course, nonetheless, we move right along. On Friday, the fixtures for the PSL are as follows. On Friday, Maritzburg United will be hosting Platinum Stars, the Platinum Stars that is desperately looking for points. And on Saturday, Mamelodi Sundowns hosting SuperSport United in a Tshwane derby. Baroka, same thing. It's a derby. Woza nazo. It's been promoted. It's been hyped up. And also hyped up by the fact that Baroka are having some sort of controversy in terms of their coaching. And also Polokwane City recently experienced a sort of tragedy. So at the same time, Mamelodi Sundowns hosting SuperSport United in a derby, in the Tshwane derby, and the Polokwane derby, Baroka FC hosting Polokwane City. Later in the day at 6 p.m, Cape Town City will be hosting Bidvest Wits. Bloemfontein Celtic travel to Kaizer Chiefs at 8:15. Same time at 8:15, AmaZulu also travel to Free State Stars. On Sunday, Golden Arrows hosting Ajax Cape Town, and Chipa United hosting Orlando Pirates. You know that there's a lot of trading between these teams. You will get a sense that when you look at an Orlando Pirates or a Chipa United team, you see a lot of former Orlando Pirates players. Same with Chipa United. Same with Orlando Pirates, a lot of former Chipa United players. So those are the fixtures for this weekend. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio. And that's it from me. That's pretty much the weekend special. Thank you very much for listening. As always, we appreciate your input on voice note and on Facebook. Those are our social media platforms. The Sokola Duma newspaper is out. The kickoff edition of the magazine, the March edition of the magazine, is out as well. There are the likes of Luvuyo Memela on the cover, talking about this heartbreaking five-year story. I won't tell you much more than that. Go out there and look out for yourself. There's also Sipiwe Chabalala on the cover. He talks about his journey at Kaizer Chiefs and what his future holds on the Kickoff magazine. Go out there and get it. Jeremy Brocky, still not yet finding his scoring boots at Mamelodi Sundowns. He talks to us about that as well. He talks to Kickoff about that as well. Go out there and get the magazine. From me to you, thank you very much for listening. Until next week.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.